This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, to people who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and together you will see a list of the guests with their websites. Today, I particularly would like you to go to the website, to the radio schedule page, so that you can readily access the articles, the three-part article that we're going to be discussing today. My email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is struggling financially and is therefore conducting a pledge drive. You may help RBN by contributing to that pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you happen to have a product or a service that you wish to promote. The number again is 800-724-2719, or go to republicbroadcasting.org. We will open the phone lines later in the program if we decide to take calls today. Otherwise, for questions or comments during today's program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My guest yesterday was Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and again today it is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His website is naturalclimatechange.us, and we've got a lot of information to cover today. Welcome to the program, Dr. Carlstrom.
Yeah, good morning, Deanna.
Well, how are you this morning?
Just fine. You said you're in the rainy suburbs of Chicago. I'm in the sunny suburbs of Crestone, Colorado. And we do have, I can give you a weather report. 90% of the sky is blue, and the sun is shining. That's very nice. We've had overcast last couple days since Tuesday, spraying by probably over 100 of the chemtrails. And I must say, if you don't mind, I'll get this in real quick. Since we talked about geoengineering yesterday, the effect of the high-altitude spraying is to put very, very tiny particles into the upper atmosphere, which then become what you call condensation nuclei for any water vapor up there. And then it forms little ice crystals or water droplets. And if you have so many of them, then the little ice crystals and water droplets are so small they don't have enough gravity to accumulate enough to rain. So the net effect is less rain. And sure enough, we got a tiny, tiny drizzle last night, but no accumulation. So I'm afraid the state of nature, which I'm enjoying here in Crestone, is no longer a state of natural nature. We humans are now engineering it. So anyway,
you know, that's very interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Very interesting. We did not really have the usual winter that we usually experience here in Chicago. We had very little snowfall. We had one great big, 1 week of a lot of snowfall, and basically we saw spring quite early. The daffodils were coming up and the trees were blossoming. And we really cannot say that we had a usual winter. And we did have a lot of chemtrail, operations over most of Chicagoland prior to, I would say, in the autumn during last, fall. So.
Yeah.
It is very interesting how it does change the weather. So
yeah,
we
very
are going
interesting
to
indeed. Yeah, and in fact, you would wonder where all the environmental groups are in this issue: Sierra Club, Natural Resources Defense Council. Not a peep.
I guess we know where they're at. They're with the people who are doing this. We do have to take a quick break. We will be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. Eric Carlstrom.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer...
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That's K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M. And his website is Natural Climate Change, all one word, naturalclimatechange.us. And we're going to talk about a three-part series, The New World Religion. And if you will go to his website, just scroll down. On the left-hand side, you will see New World Religion. And I must admit, I'm more familiar with this information than yesterday's information. I'm just not real scientifically minded. It's one of my failures.
Well, that's great, Deanna. That way we can have more of a conversation and you can teach me as well, because this, I'm more familiar in training with yesterday's information, but this subject has loomed so large in terms of my living in Crestone, which is a intentional spiritual community we'll discuss, and it looks like the really big picture very much relates to these issues. So, yeah, it's a three-part article called Is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, quote, the Vatican City of the New World Order? So that's a question I'm trying to answer. So far there's three parts. There's probably going to be several more. I haven't fully... explored the issue, but it's a huge one.
Oh, absolutely. You know. And it's something that I've been studying for some time and doing research on it and, trying to just put the pieces all together. Let's go ahead and start with this, with your article. You've got some quotes by some interesting people here, and you do talk about a UN religion, and I wrote an article sometime back, I think it was 2005 about, it was called Move Over Moses, and basically talked about the Earth Charter. It talked about Maurice Strong's influence in this whole thing. And I mean, I was blown away when I was doing the research on that, to think that there are a group of people who are, you know, really trying to do away with Christianity and to, and of course I think Christianity has been impacted quite a bit earlier than that, because you certainly could not claim that we are a Christian nation with all the warfare that we execute. So,
right. Well, I think that this is a huge subject. Let me just start off with a few of the quotes at the beginning. As you know from yesterday, I like to use other people's quotes. Kind of gets me off the hook and sets the stage. Again, we talked yesterday about Maurice Strong. I must say, I've got three more websites. One of them is waterwatchalliance.us that I put together during a sabbatical year in 2008. And it documents the struggles that we've had to protect our aquifer, this enormous freshwater aquifer in the San Luis Valley here. And Maurice Strong, as I mentioned yesterday, came in as a director of the Arizona Land and Cattle Association back in the 70s and wound up with ownership of it. And his plan was to export the water from under the valley. As a Canadian, mind you, with a ninth grade education, but it doesn't matter because he's so well connected. And he was going to export the water to Denver for, you know, premium prices and make billions. Well, he was thwarted. But his wife, Hannah, stayed. He's now in China. His wife, Hannah, stayed and started what's called the Manitou Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And in my article, there is a list of very, very powerful, I won't call them secret societies, some of them are secret societies, but societies with great influence in the world, and the Manitou is listed. And now, Manitou has ostensibly a very benign and benevolent goal of granting land, beautiful land, right at the base of the beautiful Sangre de Cristo Mountains, where I live, five 14,000-foot peaks overlooking the San Luis Valley, granting land to spiritual groups. This began in the 80s. The Carmelite Catholic group known as the Spiritual Life Institute was a recipient of free land, and they've located here. And I had known them when I was at Arizona, and they had a retreat center there. So when they moved up here, I came up to visit, and that's my connection with Crestone, the Carmelite Catholic Spiritual Life Institute. So right off, I'm going to kind of admit a bias towards that religion. however, we've got many, many Tibetan Buddhist centers, including temples, et cetera, here. And I also admit to having studied Tibetan Buddhism and meditated doing that for 15 years. So I kind of jumped ship from the Catholic world for a while and explored that one, and now I'm back into the Catholic world again because it seems much more in the world. We can talk about that later, whereas the Buddhist seems to think, everything's an illusion and just meditate and get enlightened because we can't help anything until we reach a higher evolutionary stage or something. I don't think we have time. But go ahead.
Right. What is your waterwatch.us? Is that what your
waterwatchalliance.us? And I documented the history of land transfers here, the role of Maurice Strong and Hannah Strong here. Hannah's from Denmark. So we have a real strong international component here, and always have, especially since these two tried to kind of turn this little old mining town, Crestone, into a spiritual retreat area. And now we have 25 spiritual centers. We have almost as many alternative healers. We have all kinds of alternative architecture because there are no building codes here. So we have earthships and domes, and we're all into nature and sustainability. although I haven't gotten anybody around here interested in the chemtrails issue, or except for one guy. But nobody seems to be looking up at the sky, which is very interesting for people who are supposed to be coming awakened. We also have a lot of beautiful gardens. We've got a lot of beautiful land. This is one of the prettiest areas that I know of in the country. I consider it kind of a poor man's Tetons, the Grand Teton being one of the most spectacular ranges in the country. This is almost as spectacular, and you can afford to live here without being a millionaire. So I really don't want to dissuade people from coming and visiting and exploring Crestone as a good place. There are some interesting things going on here, maybe you could even say weird, as we get into this, but there's also a lot of good people here, so I don't want to be perceived as trying to put it down or anything like that. Okay, so waterwatchalliance.us has lots of articles, just like my Natural Climate Change website, which documents our efforts. I have another website that's called 911nwo.com, and that was my first website in response to 911. So what I've done with Natural Climate Change, I also did with 911, trying to figure out what was really going on with that, which I think we've more or less figured that out. Coming back to Crestone, by the way, the three articles we're talking about is Crestone, Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, is also on my 911nwo.com website. Okay, well, let me just read a couple of these quotes at the beginning of part one of this paper that I wrote. It says January 2012, so it's kind of hot off the press. It says, this is the quote which gives the paper its name, by Tom DeWeese, president of the American Policy Center. It says, "What does Marie Strong have to do with American property rights? Everything. The assault on property rights, the entire radical environmental agenda, is being driven by the United Nations. And Marie Strong is the number one force behind UN environmental policy. Marie Strong is the leader of a radical contingent of environmentalists that believe that technology and modern industrialization must be stopped. Radical Greens believe that all of man's activities on Earth are harmful and therefore not sustainable. They believe that man is a cancer on the Earth. And, of course, the Club of Rome uses those words, and that's one of their many think tanks associated with the UN. Their goal is to slowly cut back and finally reduce human habitat to specific areas while the rest of the world is turned into wilderness." We talked about that yesterday and how it is happening here. We have, with the introduction of these national heritage areas, the Sangre de Cristo and the Northern Rio Grande, my area here now is being turned into wilderness and government and UN organized and supervised region. National heritage area.
Yeah.
And then to continue the quote, Marie Strong and his buddies are the driving force behind a new age pagan religion known as Gaia. And this is the Gaia hypothesis of James Lovelock, which has started in science and now has moved into kind of pseudoscience and religion. And it is pure nature worship. The Strongs own a 63,000-acre ranch in the Colorado known as Baca Grande. And here's the sentence. Baca Grande, Strong believes, is the Vatican City of the New World Order. Marie Strong is also a director of the Temple of Understanding in New York City, where pagan rituals and earth-worshipping ceremonies include escorting sheep and cattle to the altar for blessing. Elephants and camels walk the aisles. The soprano sax is used to create the sound of a wolf moaning its extinction at the hands of man. Here, Vice President Al Gore delivered a sermon as worshipers marched to the altar with bowls of compost and worms.
Yeah, is that weird?
Yes. We're going to get into the weird here today. I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
That's all right.
I'm not
alrighty, but we do have to take
this.
A three-minute break first, okay. And then we'll come back and we'll get into the weird stuff.
Okay.
guess there's no commercial break. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, we were talking about bowls of compost and worms, which seems a little weird. But, hey, it's New York City, and I guess if they want to have compost and worms, that's fine, right?
Well, yes, and of course, the extreme influence that Maurice has with the UN and vice versa, and his extreme influence here in the Crestone Baca community and the and what they call the Refuge for World Truths, which they have set up here, means that the UN, ideology is very much alive here. You can talk about cults. You can talk about the occult. I believe it's here. Let me read a quote by William Jasper, 2002, The New World Religion, Teaching God's Children to Worship Divine Nature. The UN religion is a weird and diabolical convergence of New Age mysticism, pantheism, aboriginal animism, atheism, communism, socialism, Luciferian occultism, apostate Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. Isn't it interesting that William Jasper forgot the importance of Kabbalistic Judaism, which is at the core of it all? We all do our best. Mark S. Watson, Occult Theocracy, said... again, Maurice Strong is a Canadian billionaire who constructed a New Age retreat in southern Colorado called the Baca. Many of the world's elites visit this religious retreat, including Rockefellers and Henry Kissinger, and we'll see some others. Many of the world's elites visit this religious retreat, including many adherents to Eastern religions. One well-known actress, that'd be Shirley MacLaine, built a channeling center there. She bought land, but she's not here now. And even the Vatican has a representative agent. Maurice Strong is also the UN Undersecretary for UNCED, the UN Conference on Environment and Development, the 1992 Rio Earth Summit. This man is a radical New Ager and environmentalist and travels extensively in globalist circles. Well, according to John Coleman, he's one of the extremely elite Committee of 300 that basically runs the world. Some of the more radical environmentalists embrace a form of pantheism called paganism. This agenda is nothing more than a revival of the Babylonian mystery religion, where various forms of divination and occult practices and earth worship are mixed, and only certain initiates are given a glimpse of the inner secret doctrine. This system is an abomination to God and is spoken of at length in the Book of Revelation. We're all very programmed nowadays to be tolerant, and nowhere more so here than Crestone, where we have these many religions represented. But what I'm coming to is that religion is quite a double-edged sword. It can be used as Marx said, as the opiate of the people in its worst manifestations, and it can also merge with cults. And cults, of course, can be methods of controlling people's minds and turning them into, sheeple, zombies, robots, etc. And there's vast literature of the involvement of the CIA and other agencies, intelligence agencies, in creating and manipulating and experimenting with the cults, some of which are satanic.
And also, there's a lot of CIA activity within certain churches.
Yes, and there's a lot of CIA activity here in Crestone. we have people dropping in into this community and dropping out all the time. And they come, from such and such an ashram in India, they say, and then they spend a while. They get involved, and they become, on the board of this or that. And they always seem to work for the little cabal that drives things around here, And the little cabal that drives things around here really never wants to consult with the rest of us. They don't like democracy. So they find end runs around democracy. They steal elections. They create programs, and then they, kind of figure out ways to ram it down everybody else's throat. So we have, and of course the CIA and other intelligence agencies have used religions and cults for years as cover, because they can move in and out of these organizations without being detected. It gives them a cover story. And we really need to understand our world in terms of cover stories and reality. Going back to yesterday's discussion, the anthropogenic global warming is the cover story. The reality is geoengineering, weather modification, weather warfare. The cover story for 911, of course, Osama bin Laden and 19 Saudi Arabian goat herders, fooled the greatest military defense system in the history of the world. Okay, so they win twice if they get you to believe that. They make you stupid, and they insult your intelligence. And, of course, the reality is that Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset back in the 80s. His name was Tim Osman. He's a very rich Saudi. His mother's Jewish. He's probably living in Israel now. Who knows? But one story is that he died in 2001.
Well, actually, I believe that story that he passed away in 2001.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But anyway, but my point is that you have a cover story and you have the reality. And, of course, the reality is, in that case of 911, is that 911 gave the U.S. government the pretext to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, the plans of which were developed before 911. So, you know, it's a manipulation through the press, through many sources, and it involves understanding of human psychology, very advanced understanding. The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations has been doing this kind of brainwashing, manipulation, mind control of the masses since they were founded back in World War One, I think 1921, at the end of World War One. And it morphed out of the psychological warfare division of the British Army. Well, we can go on and on about this stuff, and that'll be the topic of my next part here. Because, what we're dealing with is a public that has been traumatized intentionally in order to control them through fear and misperceptions and things like that. And this goes back to the psychological studies of Sigmund Freud and his nephew Edward Bernays, who wrote the book on propaganda in 1928. These are psychologists. So, and then, they flooded this country back in the 20s and 30s, the Frankfurt School coming out of Germany. Again, mostly Jews, mostly psychologists, came into this country, and they took over very important positions at our institutions. And they've developed and honed the techniques of not only mind control, but mass propaganda. So anyway, our job, of course, is to sort through and find the truth, and that's a big challenge. But religion, then again, if you look at the cult side of religion, then you can really manipulate people because it's a belief structure that may or may not have anything to do with reality. It may have to do with Scientology, for instance. I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but some of these cults, do have their bases in intelligence or people with intelligence backgrounds, like L. Ron Hubbard was in Navy intelligence, I believe. Anyway, I digress. Let's go back to the Linda Kimball's quote: "Rise of the Modern Moloch State, Global Spiritual Communism, 2011." Still under construction worldwide, certainly in Crestone, but complete in New York City, there exists an occult temple complex of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, the Temple of Understanding, and UN, and in particular its pyramid-shaped meditation room, and Lucius Trust, originally named Lucifer Trust, repository for the, quote, ageless wisdom teaching or revelations of spirits. And this gets back to Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey of the Theosophical Society, which we'll talk about. Green is the symbolic color of the temple complex. Green is the color of the new occult pagan spirituality, which describes itself as in secular terms as the Green Eco Movement. Its worldwide utopian project is Green Spiritual Communism. It hails Lucifer as the first free thinker and liberator of mankind. Its deity is Isis, the goddess of a thousand names. As goddess Earth Mother, she is Gaia. As the modern world increasingly succumbs to the seductive power of occult spirituality, a global totalitarian pagan state is arising.
There's a lot of very, very well-known big donors who have contributed to this cathedral. Okay, I think we're coming to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was talking about the big donors that actually give a lot of money to this cathedral. May I just go over just a few of them? American Express, CBS, Chase Manhattan, Colgate Palmolive, David Rockefeller Jr., Donald J. Trump, and this one is very interesting, FEMA, Goldman Sachs and Company, Hearst Corporation, J.P. Morgan and Company, Merrill Lynch and Company, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Huffington. I don't know whether that is the same that is associated with the Huffington Post, but it's very interesting. Mr. and Mrs. Christopher Forbes, Mr. and Mrs. Felix Rohatyn, Lawrence Rockefellers, Stephen C. Rockefeller, Robert D. Rothschild, Mary C. Rockefeller, Philip Morris Companies, Prudential Insurance Company, Rockefeller Center Properties, Texaco Company, the New York Stock Exchange, the New York Times, and the Rockefeller Group, Inc. Just a few of those who back this Temple of Understanding in New York City.
Yeah, and the Luciferian New Age religion that it promotes. These are the usual suspects, or at least some of the usual suspects. There's many more, of course. It's a huge enterprise. But let me just finish this quote by Linda Kimball, Rise of the Modern Moloch State, Global Spiritual Communism, 2011. As the modern world increasingly succumbs to the seductive power of occult spirituality, a global totalitarian pagan state is arising. As it is the ultimate counter-tradition, by the way, Christianity needs to be destroyed in order for this to happen, it will demand nothing less than the counter-conversion of every soul, thereby claiming total possession of and jurisdiction over every man, mind, body, and soul in a state directed by demons or transcended masters, as powerful New Age insiders describe them. Researchers say that somewhere between 100 and 200 million men, women, and children were murdered by communists and fascists, who I demonstrate in other works controlled by these same forces, during the 20th century. The goddess Earth Mother will demand human sacrifice as well, and of course we've seen the plans drawn up for depopulation of, you know, maybe three-quarters, maybe nine-tenths, maybe more percentage of the population so that the ruling elite can have it all. And as Michael Parenti, the professor at Berkeley, says, you have to understand the ruling elite only wants one thing, everything.
Yeah, right.
So this becomes then a tactic, but I think it's more than a tactic. I think it is a we're looking now at their soul. We're looking now at their belief structure. We're looking now at what really animates them. And, you know, this is, unfortunately, a very dark subject because it gets into this Luciferian thing. And the occult, the esoteric traditions, as I was about to say earlier, I mean, we all believe in openness and tolerance and freedom of religion. Yes, we do. We have freedom of religion in this country. We even have a Church of Satan. It's founded by Anton LaVey in San Francisco. We also have the Temple of Set, which is associated also over there in San Francisco, founded by General Michael Aquino, who was recently head of the National Security Agency. This guy's a Satanist. This guy is a Satanist. I mean, you look at his picture, and my God, you know, he looks like Satan. And he's head of the Temple of Set, head of the NSA. So our intelligence agencies have gone occult. They've gone cultish with all this ESP stuff, and they've gone satanic, as far as I can tell. Now, they always, you know, I mean, these guys are so smart. They use the words. They have programs like Satan and Christ, and they use all this biblical terminology. But, of course, they think it's all just a big game, and they're above it, and it's not really true. Well, I'm afraid it is true that we are dealing with occult forces. And so, you know, Hitler was a member of the occult Thule Society.
No, actually he wasn't. He never joined.
Oh, okay.
A lot of his, the people that supported
Himmler,
him
et cetera, yeah.
were members of the Thule Society, but he was never a member. In fact, he was very much against Freemasonry, against the Illuminati, against the industrial bankers. That's what got him in so much trouble.
Okay, well, my point is that even though we are encouraged and should be tolerant of religion, we really have to ask, how tolerant do we want to be of child sacrifice, for instance, some of the very dark activities of some of these occultic forces, and including, you know, orchestrating wars, et cetera. So
well, you mentioned
we're
child
on a fine
sacrifice.
Razor edge here. What's this?
You mentioned child sacrifice. Our country basically participates in child sacrifice probably more than any other nation, and we do it under the guise of free choice. Look who persuaded us to accept this. I mean, you're looking at the Supreme Court plus the women's movement. Well, who is behind the women's movement? The CIA.
Well, I would say it's behind the CIA. You have the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And behind them, you have the world power structure. All of these people are kind of fronts for the world power structure. The Rothschilds are at the center of it, of course. What I'm talking about is ritual sacrifice. What I'm talking about is something much darker. When you put a child through, trauma-based mind control, satanic rituals, which the Illuminati have apparently done for a long time, going back to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, you split the personality into multiple personalities. Now they call it dissociative identity disorder. You can, at that point, create what Marion Knox calls Mindset B. If you're a Christian, you might believe then demons can be installed. Legion is an example in the Bible. So I'm not talking about abortion here. I think that's a you know a very controversial issue with you know people of goodwill on all sides of it. I'm talking about something that's much I think darker and intentional.
But when you think about it, I mean, wouldn't that be a very subtle way of practicing something that is very devious? And considering the way that it is done, it is horrifically gross, painful. And all under the guise of something else.
Yeah, that's quite true. But anyway, you know, it's I would say abortion and race politics, these things have been used in this country as wedge issues to keep people from, you know, looking at deeper issues. So as long as we're, you know, kind of focusing in on their wedge issues, I believe we're not going to make progress because these are so emotion-packed that people can't, you know, they just get dug in on whichever side they're on. And
don't you think that they use the abortion issue to engage the religious people in this country to get involved in politics? And then after that, you had the religious right who really supports a lot of warfare.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's yeah, of course, we saw under Reagan, you know, some of his advisors, you know, cultivating, and he himself cultivating the religious right, and they did it in a very cynical manner to win the election and to, you know, to find a. And in fact, there's one of his a quote from one of his advisors. He says, "I looked out across the landscape and I saw the largest stand of timber, virgin timber, was the Christian right. So we figured out how to, you know." And then you have Ralph Reed and all those guys who then become. You know, a part of just like the environmental groups become part of the corporatocracy. Ralph Reed and those guys became part of the political right machine, and we've seen that with the you know with the abuses of power and money that they've done personally. But anyway, again, wedge politics. We need to get beyond wedge politics to the people who are orchestrating these things, and why. And I think that this occult religion thing. Is an avenue in because we can start to look at the real power structure and we can look at what animates them. And again, you know, people are going to have differences of opinion, legitimate, on belief and religion. And, you know, some people believe Alice Bailey's story about the root races, you know, and that we're in the Aryan race. And in the past we had Lemurian and Arcturian and Pleiadian, and I mean, this has no basis in anthropology or science, but it becomes then a belief structure which animates now the United Nations. Again, if you want to understand what's going on in the Temple of Understanding in terms of their religious beliefs, study Alice Bailey's writings. She's written many, and she claims that all of these were dictated to her by an incorporeal ascended master spirit named Dwal Kul, a Tibetan master, she calls him, or DK for short. So she's writing these books, which now become the prototype for how the world should be guided, based on the, she just calls herself a channel. So now we have an incorporeal spirit, we don't know whether it's a demon or an ascended master, kind of channeling this book to Alice Bailey, and this then becomes the plan. And the plan is acknowledged by all New Agers. You cannot change the plan. You can't argue with the plan. The plan is divinely inspired. And so now all of these New Agers give their allegiance to the plan. And, of course, the plan involves one world government and all that stuff. It just so happens, you know. we're into a Looney Tunes kind of scenario here, if you ask me. I mean, who knows what this channeling thing is about, you know.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, religion is a very good way, a very subtle way of guiding people, of kind of brainwashing people into doing what you would like them to do, into accepting the government as an all-powerful authority, into, you know, pledging allegiance to Washington, D.C., all of that kind of thing.
Yeah. And of course, Alice Bailey claims to, well, she's written these books claiming to channel this information between somewhere around 1920 and 1960. Well, by the 1960s, believe it or not, through lots and lots of super, super secret mind control experiments like MK Ultra and whatnot, which had, you know, 150 sub-projects, and all this is, you know, completely secret still. These are CIA mind control experiments using top researchers at top universities and prisons and hospitals and whatnot. One of the many techniques they use is to implant thoughts in people's minds and sounds and voices. I'm going to get into the technology of this in one of my new articles, but I tell you, this stuff is really depressing because it involves the destruction of human free will and the creation of human robots and slaves. And the technology, you know, has been experimented on since the 50s and 60s very intensely, with some of the brightest people you can imagine doing the work at the top universities. So it's possible that some of the modern channeling that New Agers are getting, you know, could be, the messages could be coming from the CIA. Now, who knows what the, or somebody working for the CIA. In other words, I can put words in your head. This is the technology that's now available ever since the 60s, electronically, remote control. And again, I got a ton of books on this. I don't make this stuff up. You know, I'm not that creative. And it's way out of my field. But who knows what entity was channeling for Alice Bailey. The Christian would say it was some demon, and a New Ager would say it was some avatar. So you have a big split between the Christian worldview and the New Age worldview. But what you see in a lot of these documents and plans over the centuries is Christian civilization, which goes between about AD 70, the destruction of the Second Temple, to out of somewhere in the 1900s when it started to unravel. That needs to be overthrown in order to bring in the next root race or whatever. You know, or the next cataclysm, or the plan is actually fairly well laid out. I mean, you can read it.
Sure.
I've quoted people in my articles that give a pretty good definition of it.
Right. Now, getting back to mind control and whatnot, I think that the candidate for this kind of mind control has to have certain characteristics. I don't think that they can just target any particular person and just say, we're going to control this person's mind. I think that they have to have some sort of a vulnerability in order to have their mind taken over.
Yeah, this is what Marion Knox says. Marion Knox, this guy that I actually talked to him on the phone. He's got some articles on the Internet, left his phone number on him. He's a Christian in Oregon and claims to have exercised demonic spirits out of people, you know, as the Bible says Christians can do. And he does it in the name of Christ. And his belief is that sodomy has to occur between the ages of 2 and 6 for complete splitting of the personality and installation of these demons. And then they become completely controllable. And he believes that the CIA and other experiments have not figured out how to duplicate that, and that there is no other way to make that level of slave, you might say. I don't know. I mean, I'm reading about this stuff for the first time. It's, again, very dark. The idea of sodomizing a child is very dark. And yet it seems to be involved with certain rituals which do seem to be satanic or Luciferian, which do seem to go back way before the CIA, probably back, you know, Egypt, probably to time immemorial. And so we're dealing with, you know, kind of the dark underbelly of human nature here. The idea of controlling another human, turning one into a slave or a zombie for dark purposes.
Yeah. And of course they do that on a very large scale just through the media.
Yes, you could say that. If you look at the quality of the things that we're watching, you know, in the movies we see nowadays, so much of it is digital and not even real anymore. So I think what we're doing is we're being programmed to move all towards a hive mind, and this is a term you read in the mind control things and lots of other things, where we all think the same. And of course, the computer is a big step forward in that direction, as well as the television and the media. And then the question is, well, do you want digital people or do you want analog people? Do you want people who think digitally and operate digitally, that is, say, a computer interface? Well, I think this is what, the ruling elite has in mind for the nine-tenths of us who are not them. I think that what they have in mind for themselves, of course, is control and resources and perhaps immortality, going right back to the Garden of Eden when the devil offers Eve, be as gods and live forever, and if you eat this apple or whatever. And it would seem that they all want that, or at least they want some version of that. And then the rest of us are supposed to be, I think we're being incrementally dumbed down, and this whole man-machine thing is being explored in such a way that, we could be chipped and we could, in fact, be controlled. And even to the point with certain drugs, like in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, we could be programmed to think that our slavery lives were just wonderful. And all this is laid out in those two utopian classics, Brave New World and 1984, these two visions of a completely controlled one-world government. Huxley's was not quite so violent and despotic as Orwell's, but it turns out Aldous Huxley is very well connected with the Committee of 300 and the Tavistock Institute and, you name it. I mean, the personal connections in this relatively small cabal, very fascinating, and they are told in many, many books. So, it's possible for somebody like me and you who is interested to get books off of Amazon.com and start seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly. Very interesting. And I think that, you talked about these people who are interconnected. And if you really do look at their history and you find that, they belong to several, groups and that they have created certain mentalities. And even some of the founding fathers, I mean, were engaged in Freemasonry. And in fact, I was reading a book just yesterday regarding the Masonic associations. And you've covered Masonry in your article, and particularly part two. But you have to look at what these people believe in. What exactly do certain groups promote? And you said that people would be willing to go along with this agenda. And I think that we see this in warfare, where we have just about the largest percentage of the country are promoting warfare. If the government says, oh, we've got to go and bomb Iran, or we've got to go in and bomb Iraq, that people will go along with this, because if not, then somebody might call them unpatriotic or un-American. And so you find a predominant number of people who actually not just believe something, but promote it and think that they're doing something wonderful. And just the words that they use, they're serving their country. Well, how do you serve your country when you're killing strangers who have never done anything to you? See, I don't get, there's a big disconnect between language and activity and the so-called values that we have as a so-called Christian nation. There's a big disconnect between what we say our values are and what our behavior is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's very, very sad. And I think what we're looking at is, again, the potential for people to be fooled en masse. I think, people tend to have a tribal, sense. They want to identify with their group, their country. They want to help their country. Well, take an uneducated 16 or 17 or 18-year-old and tell them over and over again that, we're the good guys and the other side's the bad guys. When we were growing up, it was the Russians, and before that, it was the Germans, and later it's the Muslims, and always this is told to us, ad nauseum by the press, and we're told horror stories of what they have done. I mean, we're just being played like suckers. But of course, 16, 17, 18-year-olds with raging hormones and a sense of, adventure, 8 out of 10 times are going to jump in and say, I want to help my country. And, sure. Of course, we know that they're just not helping our country. They're, what they're doing is helping Halliburton or Bechtel or the corporatocracy or the oil people. And they're killing innocent people in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam. And, you know, I heard one story that, you know, Americans learn their geography by watching the news and finding out who we're at war with now. And then all of a sudden we see the map, you know, for Vietnam, where, you know, before that nobody knew where it was, you know. I mean, it's absolutely tragic and manipulation. But that's history, unfortunately, and it's been down through history that it's been used. But if I could just, on the second part. Yeah, no, it's on the first part at the end. A summary of the origin and goals of the New World Order, One World Conspiracy. An ex-Mason, Schnobelin, said, to sum it up, he says, one, the essential underlying philosophy of Freemasonry is Kabbalism. Now, Kabbalism goes back, and Gnosticism. Kabbalism goes back to kind of an esoteric Judaism, which apparently comes from the mystery religions of that they picked up in Babylon during the Babylonian exile. But who knows? All that stuff is deep and dark in history. But the Kabbalah, you know, is kind of related to a bunch of books. I mean, the Jews are very, very illiterate people. I mean, they said, you know, they wrote the Old Testament and the rabbinical teachings, the oral rabbinical teachings were compiled in a book called the Talmud, and the Kabbalistic teachings compiled in a book called the Zohar. And these are available. People can read them. And so, you know, this shouldn't be a mystery. But this is where Freemasonry is ultimately getting its inspiration, its worldview. Likewise, the New Age movement. Likewise, the Theosophical movement. So people really need to look at Kabbalistic Judaism, which goes back to the Pharisees. And Christ called them those who say they are Jews, but not Jews, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Right. So, all righty, we do have a 60-second break. We'll be back after our station ID. Stay tuned.